It's 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis. Morning's on the Mall in for Vince and Mary. Very excited to have Chris Farrell join us. Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. And Chris, I've got to tell you, big news on Friday coming out of Judicial Watch and, of course, from our own government in the fact that, and I wasn't surprised, I'm sure you weren't surprised either, that all of this came on a Friday before a long holiday weekend. But the big news on Friday is that classified emails were found on Anthony Weiner's computer. No surprise. I mean, you folks at Judicial Watch, you've been covering this and suspecting this for a long time.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Thanks. Listen, the only reason the public is even aware of any of these emails, whether it's the Weiner laptop emails or going back to the Hillary Clinton outlaw email server, is through Judicial Watch litigation. Our lawsuits, principally under the Freedom of Information Act, have been the foundation for all these revelations. Had we not sued and really pressed this issue very hard in U.S. District Court here in D.C., the conspiracy of silence around these emails and this outlaw server would not have been revealed. No one would have known. And Hillary Clinton had her little gang of folks around her who were willing to keep their mouths shut, and there were people in the State Department, the kind of deep state operatives, people like William Kennedy, who was the Assistant Secretary of State or Deputy Secretary of State. They all knew she was using this outlaw server, and none of them said a word for years. So it had to be forced out of them. This is not something that they did out of the goodness of their hearts.
And Chris, let me ask you, because obviously you guys at Judicial Watch, you're on the front lines. Have you found the Clinton camp and the State Department and all these folks, have you found them cooperative of your calls for Freedom of Information Act, to get all of this intel from them? Have they been cooperative with your investigations?
Not at all. I mean, this is a case of foot dragging and double talk and excuses. And, it's a legal tooth-pulling process. We were very fortunate because we've had two judges grant us discovery in these Freedom of Information Act cases. That's extraordinarily rare. That allows us to take the sworn depositions of various government officials. We've done so in the case of people like Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, other senior officials in Mrs. Clinton's inner circle, and we've even had Mrs. Clinton be compelled to answer questions under oath. That is more than even the FBI did.
So do we know with these new emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop computer, are these emails, do we know if they were part of the 55,000 or so that she turned over, or are these new emails?
Yeah, that's a great question. No one knows for sure. That is really a question with respect to the forensic recovery of emails that the FBI engaged in. And so at some point, and this may be sort of a historical archive thing, frankly, at some point there'll be sort of a deduplication process where we'll be able to compare those emails already present or already that went across Mrs. Clinton's email server versus this universe of documents, but it's too soon now to say with any definitive answer which is which.
Chris Farrell joins us, Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. So Chris, I know that this is way early on for this, but any ideas or any thoughts on what the ultimate ramifications will be of this? I mean, do you think that there is enough to open either a new investigation into Hillary or perhaps simply a fresh look at existing evidence from an FBI that may not be as biased for Hillary?
Yeah, I think that this this new universe of documents and really the revelations concerning things like Special Agent Strzok and Mr. Comey's predisposition to grant Mrs. Clinton a get-out-of-jail-free card. He's writing an excuse saying it wasn't a crime in May before she was even subject interviewed in July. you know, those sorts of facts that have come out, plus this new universe of documents, it really screams for a complete, fresh, clean review of what was going on, because no one has any faith or confidence in what was done with respect to the server. You know, you have a unique listening audience here of people in law enforcement and the intelligence world and the armed forces, and your listening audience more than anyone knows what would happen to them if they ran classified information across their own private servers, right? They would be frog marched out of their offices in cuffs. My past professional life was as a special agent of Army Counterintelligence, and I can tell you that I've personally investigated and prosecuted cases where people have been jailed for a tiny, tiny fraction of what Mrs. Clinton did.
Well, yeah, we know the Clintons have a history of being able to get away with things. And, you know, it seems to me, as we focus our attention now to the Mueller investigation, it seems to me the media and the left, they are just dying for President Trump to fire Robert Mueller, which at least to me would be playing right into their hands. But he did tell the New York Times that he thought Mueller would be fair, but he also said that he can do what he wants with the FBI. So some folks are basically saying the president is saying he supports Robert Mueller, but with a big old caveat. So kind of a two-part question here very quickly, if you could. One, what are your thoughts on the media and their analysis of what the president had to say to the New York Times? And this thing has been going on for a year and a half now, the Robert Mueller investigation, or the investigation into supposed collusion between Trump and the Russians. The Mueller investigation, what's it been, about 8, 9 months? I can't remember now. But yep. There seems to be two forms of thought. One is that the investigation into the president from Robert Mueller is about to wrap up. Others are saying it's about to be taken to a new level. What are your thoughts and what are you hearing?
I'm going to go right down the middle and tell you that neither is true.
good.
Mueller so far has expended $7 million with virtually nothing to show for it. You know, the Manafort actions are concerning 2006 activities in the Ukraine. So 10 years before the president even ran for office. It's kind of wacky and a waste of time and money. And really just a form of legal terrorism. You're doing no-knock warrants on a guy whose attorneys are cooperating with the special counsel's office. You know, explain that one. And then the other piece of the, or seems to be the other part of the story, is the Flynn, pleading out to a 18 U.S.C. 1001 false official statements claim. It's the thinnest of gruel. It is the most pathetic claim I've seen. And there's no conspiracy count under the same criminal code, Article 371. So there's no crime. I mean, normally you have a guy plead out. You say, okay, well, who else were you doing this with? And the guy says, well, you know, Frank, Bill, and Tony. Okay, well, what were you doing? Because they want the guy to roll over and incriminate others. There's no conspiracy claim, and there's no crime cited, other than the fact that he made misstatements or made false official statements to agents. This is the most
investigation
thing I've seen in 34 years of doing this.
And Chris, I appreciate you calling in very much. We got to move on to traffic and weather. Appreciate it, though. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research. And those folks over Judicial Watch, they do an absolutely fantastic job. And appreciate him joining us.